Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Keita Spock is our guest, our good friend. Keita, I need your website, please.
KeitaSpock.com, KeitaSvpak.com. That's all it is.
So that's easy, pretty easy, folks. And you find her books there, Tipping the Simple Life and also Tipping Point to Happiness. And we're talking with Keita about things that become routine that can cause us to can get in our way when we can establish too many routines in our lives, and they get in our way and they cause us not to seize opportunities, not to take ownership of things. How do you know when things are getting routine? That's what we're talking about right now, Keita, right? How do you know if this is happening to you? One of the things that I think you can do is look around you and see how things are going. You know, whenever I've had challenges in my life, you know, maybe a relationship challenge or a business challenge or whatever it might be, I looked around. One of my mentors used to say to me, check your position. Check your position. And so I would look around me, and if I was having a problem with one person and I looked around me and I wasn't having a problem with anybody else, that told me something. But if I was having a problem with one person, I looked around and I was having a problem with a couple other people too. That told me something else. And in business, if you're the way you approach your business is if you're seeing a problem and you look around you and you're seeing that problem other places, that's information, isn't it? That's how you know if your routine is working out, if it's viable, right?
It sure does. There's that kind of optics that you can experience. There's also an internal, if you're at all astute in listening to yourself internally, you're going to have feelings or emotions that are going to erupt, that are going to tell you that perhaps a change is needed, in the sense that you feel even bored, or you feel as if things are stagnating, that there doesn't seem to be any excitement in the business. And if you have founded your business and you know that you wanted to do this all your life and you are doing it and you're not excited, not to say that you have to be excited every day, but if there's no sense of excitement or passion that you haven't felt for a while, then it really is time to look and see what is it that's happening that is becoming maybe so humdrum, mm-hmm. or so I'm used to this, or now I go and have coffee because it's, 2:25. Then it's even time to look at even the slightest routine. Mix it
I can't
up,
imagine, though, Keita, I can't imagine being a business owner and not realizing that every day is a little tiny reinvention. You know, when you fly in an airplane in the clouds, you have to make tiny little corrections. You don't make 5-degree corrections. You make 1/2-degree corrections. When you go off your vector 1/2 degree, you bring it back 1/2 degree. You don't wait till it goes 5 degrees. In business, it's like that. You don't need to be making major reworks of your business. You need to be making little bitty corrections. And if you do it like that, it's kind of hard to get complacent.
Yeah, you make a really, really good point, Jim. The thing is here, that idea of making those finely tuned changes necessitates you to be aware, to be engaged.
Because you're making a lot of decisions.
Yeah, if you're engaged, the routine doesn't exist, does it? In other words, your constant engagement is compelling you to act and act and act and act.
I'll tell you something else, Keita. If you can't find a way to be excited about being a business owner, even when the times are tough, you probably need to go get a job somewhere. Because I'll tell you, Keita, after 30 years, and I bet you're the same way, after 30 years, I still can't wait to come to work in my business.
There is an aspect to waking up in the morning, and if you feel like jumping out of bed, you're okay.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like getting up for whatever reasons, and that could be not just the business here, because as someone who's looking at life generally, there may be other aspects to your life that are getting in the way of you being able to run your business the way you want to. And those then deserve observation. Those then deserve investigation.
But one of the things that has to be part of everything you've told us today is being self-aware. And you indicated that a little bit in the earlier segment. If you can't be self-aware, you're not going to see any of this, are you?
No, not at all. And I think I've raised the point before, Jim, and I'll say it again. The act of being aware, whether you're self-aware, aware of others, your circumstances, is the biggest gift you can give yourself as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, whether you're in business, whether you're at home with your partner, whether you're taking your kids to the game, whether you're out with your buddies, in whatever scenario you look, you are there to act as the best human being you can be.
Well said, Keita. KeitaSpach.com. Keita, thank you again. By the way, you spell that S-Z-P-A-K. Keita, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, I will. I will.
We love having you on the show. Keita Spach, ladies and gentlemen. K-I-T-A is how you spell her first name. Check her out there online. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.